You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A leader's folly is trusting his own wisdom. Know more about trusting God's wisdom in week 4 of Rise and Fall.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Victory Metro East. Welcome to our youth service. Sino dito ulit yung masaya kayo na nandito kayo? Wow, talaga. Ang gaganda ng smile nyo, ah. To tell you something then about me, when I was a student, nakatulad nyo, I was an achiever. Gusto ko lagi yung may na-achieve ako. Even kapag tapos ng school, gusto ko may honor ako. Alam nyo yung ano, sunog kilay gang? Alam nyo ba yon? Dati part din ako noon. So kahit na madaling araw na, nag-aaral pa rin ako because I want to be excellent in my studies. Pero hindi naman ibig sabihin yun na sobrang matalino ako. Sakto lang, you know. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha ba matalino yan? Yes! Sabihin mo nga, ikaw na. Sabihin mo, ikaw na. Yeah, okay. Because I believe learning is fun, right? Sino dito naniniwala kayo that learning is fun? You know, mga nasa harap pala ako ng mga matatalinong tao. And I believe then, kaya every Friday nandito kayo because you want to learn, right? Na-enjoy nyo matuto. And if this is your first time here to attend with us, we hope na every Friday makasama namin kayo dito. And I believe kasi at some point of our lives, all of us wants to learn. All of us wants to be smart. And all of us wants to be wise. And lalo na, di ba, kapag sinasabi ng mga tao na sobrang matalino ka, di ba yung alam mo yun, yung lumalaki yung ulo mo, hindi ka makapasok sa room. Lalo na kapag ka pinagmamalaki ka ng parents mo. For some of you naman, na kunwari, hindi naman ako yung sinasabi ni Ate Diane, hindi naman ako matalino, hindi naman ako achiever. Siguro, at some point in your life, naka-receive kayo na sinabi sa inyo, hindi ka naman matalino eh. Pero, you know what? I don't believe in that. Why? Because even itong pagpunta nyo rito, I believe na isang matalinong decision to na pumunta kayo rito. Okay? So, I believe that you are wise. And, you know what? At the good side of being wise, being so smart, nagiging image siya sa atin eh. Tama ba? Kadalasan, dinidikit siya ng mga tao sa kung ano yung magiging kapalaran mo or ano yung kakalabasan ng buhay mo. For example, if you are wise, if you are smart, then people will think na maybe in the near future, you will become really successful. Tama ba? Even if we are the most knowledgeable and the wisest people on earth, we can still go to the another extreme of using our own knowledge of what we know to gain for our own and actually lead ourselves to our own downfall. Our hope is that at the end of this preaching, ma-answer natin yun. Na possible ba na kahit na yung wisdom or yung sobrang katalinuhan pwedeng magbigay ng downfall sa atin? And in our series, Rise and Fall, katulad ng sabi ni Dean, we've been talking about so many great Bible leaders and today we will talk about one of them. Today we will learn about the story of one of the greatest king in the Bible na binansagan siya yung pinaka-wise sa buong pagre-reign niya sa Israel and Judah. Do you have an idea sino siya? Yun. King Solomon, he was the wisest king who ever reigned in Israel and Judah. We will read from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Para isipin nyo na church talaga to, okay? Church to. So we will read from the Word of God. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1, it says there, Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people were sacrificing at the high places. However, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord, Solomon loved the Lord. Walking in the statutes of David his father, only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. So, nung panahon daw na yon, wala pang temple for the name of the Lord. That's why yung mga tao, nag-offer sila ng sacrifices sa mga high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Di ba pag nakapasok kayo ng buffet, sobrang pagkain, ito sobrang dami rin yung sin-sacrifice ni Solomon before. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before your faithfulness in righteousness and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I am but a little child," sabi ni Solomon. "I did not know how to go out or come in. and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this your great people? This is the word of the Lord for us today. Can we just pray before we start? Father, thank you for your word. God, give us insight, O Lord, about Solomon's life, and teach us today what we can learn from his story. God, bless the preaching of your word as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, to give you a background, King Solomon was David and Bathsheba's son. Remember last week, sino dito nakaten kayo last week? Remember, David committed an adultery with Bathsheba. He sinned against the Lord. And nung nagkaanak sila ni Bathsheba, and then yung son nila na yon namatay after ilang days lang because the Lord was displeased of what he had done. But then David repented of his sin, and because of that, God blessed him and Bathsheba with another son named Solomon. In fact, King Solomon, sabi sa kanya ni God, pinadala niya si Prophet Nathan so that sabi ni God sa kanya, sabihin mo kala King David that bigyan niyo siya ng pangalan na Jedidiah. And Jedidiah means loved by the Lord. The Lord loves Solomon so much. And that's why even yun yung sinabi sa 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 24 to 25. And you know what? Yung time niya na yon, yung brother niya na si Adonijah, ginawa niyang king yung sarili niya. And then what comes next is that nag-sacrifice siya para sarili niya, para maging king siya ng Israel. But then the word of the Lord is that for Solomon to be king. And that's why before David breathed his last breath, he passed on the kingdom and kingship to his son Solomon. Sino ba rito may mga in-expect kayo na mamanahin kayo from your parents? Yes, yaman. Sino yun dito? Dito rin sa 1 Kings 3:5, siya rin yung sinabihan ni Lord na ask for whatever you want me to give you. Sino rito, kapag tinanong kayo ni God ng $1 million question, talagang i-ask mo na kung ano yung gusto mo. Tama? Diba kanina binasa natin that he went to Gibeon. He went to sacrifice there sa high place. And then God visited him in his dream. While he was dreaming, God encountered him. And then God asked him, ask me for whatever you want me to give you. And then si Solomon, iba yung sagot niya. Compare sa ating mga tao na pwedeng iba-iba yung answers din natin. Actually, I posted a survey question sa Facebook. I gathered some answers and nakakatawa yung iba doon. Hindi ko na lang nilagay dito, but then here are some examples. Sabi rito ni Joanne and ni Oliver Bulanda, gusto daw nila ng aircon sa buong Pilipinas. Yung pwedeng dalhin kahit saan. Kasi sobrang init eh. Sobrang init, di ba? Yung paglabas mo pa lang, yung hindi mo na kailangan mag-shower, pwede ka nang maligo sa sarili mong powers. Tama ba? And then not just that, si Justin and si Miss It's, ang sabi nila, they are believing for salvation of their family. If there's one thing that they want God to give them, it's this. Sino rito, you are also believing God for the salvation of your families. Diba? And not just that, sabi rin dito ni Mona and then ni Dino, makasama sila sa camp. Sino rito yung mga Victory Group leaders natin and interns that you are believing for our leaders camp? Actually, apat lang sila yung nagsagot dito na gusto nila makasama ng leaders camp, but we believe that all of you, our leaders and interns, want to be part of this. And we are believing with you. We are believing God for provision because we believe that nothing is impossible with the Lord. Not just that, si Kenan and si Timo, sabi nila, sa lahat na nag-answer, mga lima lang sa kanila yung nag-answer that they will ask God for wisdom. Sabi rito ni Timo, hindi ko maintindihan si Timo kung ano yung purpose niya eh. Tatakbo ata siya sa susunod na halalan eh. Sabi rito, wisdom to understand his system of justice. So parang naisip ko, parang okay Timo, sige boboto ka namin sa susunod na halalan ah. Okay, so if you are the one na sinabihan ni God ng ganito, kapag ka ikaw, yung sinabihan ni God, ask me for whatever you want me to give to you, what will be your answer? What do you think Solomon's answer? Yes, alam niyo na, no? Pero yung totoo, he didn't even ask for long life. He didn't ask for victory in battle. Kasi king siya, di ba? He could ask that. Na, Lord, sana manalo ako palagi sa battles. Or, he didn't ask for fame. He didn't ask for power. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't even ask for 1,000 likes on Facebook. King Solomon asked for wisdom. And this is what he said. In 1 Kings 3, verse 7, sabi dyan, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I am but a little child. Narealize nyo ba yung situation ni Solomon? He was just a child. That's why, nung tinanong siya ni God, Solomon, ano ba yung gusto mong ibigay ko sa'yo? Ito yung sagot niya, I do not know how to go out or come in. Hindi ko alam kung anong gagawin ko. Siguro may ganun kayo, no? Hindi ko alam saan ba ako pupunta or yung mga gagraduate, saan ako mag-work, ganyan. And your servant, sabi niya, is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. For example, no, you, di ba, ma-attend ka pala na youth service. For example, nandun ka sa time na yon ni King Solomon and that God would tell you na, lead my people Israel. Di ba magulat ka, ay Lord, nag-aaral pa lang ako eh. Bakit mo ko tatawagin na mag-lead ng people mo? Kaya sabi ni Solomon, Lord, I do not know what to do. And then sabi niya rito, give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? So, ang inas niya kay God is understanding mind, or in other words, wisdom. Kasi hindi niya alam yung gagawin niya. And true enough, he's so wise that he asked for wisdom. You know what? He just asked for wisdom. God gave him long life, victory, and immeasurable wealth. Sabi dyan, and God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind so that none like you has been before and none like you shall rise after you. Sino dito gusto niyo yung wala kayong kapareho sa mundo? Yung gano'n, no? So, ito yung sabi sa kanya ni God na ngayon, sige, bibigyan kita ng wisdom and there will be no one that will compare to you. Sabi rito ni God, He will give him a wise and discerning heart. And He also said, I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. So, pinanatag siya ni God na sabi niya na sa buong araw na ikaw ay mabubuhay, walang iba na katulad mo. Pero, merong condition si God. He said, if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Diba, nag-ask si Solomon ng wisdom. This wisdom was then tested agad-agad. Para makita agad, sino yung ganun mainas kayo? And then biglang, alo, test agad, ganyan. Or parang nagulat kayo na, kakukuha ko pala nito, bakit kailangan ko na agad pagdaanan? Or for example, yung mga naka-receive kayo kay God, di ba? Na, kunwari, in-accept yung si God. And then after that, may troubles agad, may testings. Lord, bakit ganun? So, at this time, di ba, Solomon asked for wisdom and his wisdom was tested. Ito yung time na yung dalawang mothers, if you have read about this already, ito yung time na there were two prostitutes na lumapit sa kanya. Because at that time, di ba, the king is the one who gives judgment, who gives verdict to every situation. And then, itong dalawang nanay na to, lumapit sila kay Solomon. Magkasama ka sila sa isang bahay. And then, ano nangyari? The other woman, the other mother, nadaganan niya yung baby niya habang natutulog siya. And the other woman, she also had a baby. And then, yung ginawa nung nanay na nadaganan niya yung baby niya, kinuha niya yung anak. And then, ni-replace niya. So, pagkakising yung totoong nanay, sabi niya, parang pagkakita niya, ah, patay na yung anak ko. Ganyan. And then sabi niya, pero nung tinignan niya mabuti, sabi niya, hindi ito yung anak ko. Tapos nung tinignan niya yung isang baby, sabi niya, yan yung anak ko. So, lumapit sila kay Solomon. Anong nangyari, di ba, nag-aaway sila? E di, si King Solomon, in his wisdom, sabi niya, since hindi namin malaman kung sino sa inyo ang totoong nanay, kung sino nagsasabi ng totoo, sabi niya, servant niya, give me a sword. Sabi niya, give me a sword. And then let the baby be cut into two. Tapos sabi ng totoong nanay, nahabag siya, nagkaroon siya ng compassion dun sa baby niya. Siyempre, anak niya yun eh. Sabi niya, sige, okay lang, sa kanya na lang yung baby ko. Basta wag niyo lang siya hayaan na mamatay. And then yung isa, yung peking nanay, sabi niya, hindi, okay lang, dapat walang kapuntahan yung baby na yan. So dapat, mamatay siya, sige lang, King Solomon, cut mo na yan into two. So diba, dun pa lang, makikita na natin kung sino talaga yung totoong nanay. Tama, in his wisdom, he was able to think about that. Kung ako yun nandun sa time na yun, hindi ko maiisip na gano'n eh, no? Baka mag-escape na lang ako, hey, kayo na maging king. So, parang gano'n, okay? So, still, di ba, he's so wise that he was able to think about that. And what we can see here is that God was really pleased with him, na talagang bigyan siya ng wisdom. And we can see here that wisdom comes from God. So, yung mga tao at that time, nung binigay niya na tong verdict na to, yung mga tao, yung mga Israelites, they were all amazed that God's wisdom is in him. So, what can we learn here? God gives wisdom to those who ask him. Have you ever asked God for wisdom in your life? And God's promise is that He will give you wisdom. Just like what He has given to Solomon. And you know what? Solomon, di ba, he received wisdom from God. We will see here na nagkaroon siya na ng rise, ng victories, ng achievements nung naging hari siya. And you know what? One of that is na-build niya yung temple para kay God. He built a temple for the name of the Lord na ever since na lumabas sila sa Egypt, there was no temple for the name of the Lord. Kaya nga napipilitan sila na mag-offer ng sacrifices sa ibang lugar. So, in his time, he built a magnificent temple for the name of the Lord. You know what? Kapag babasahin niyo yung 1 Kings, sabi ron, itong mga ginamit dito sa temple na to, hindi ka raw makakarinig ng kahit isang tunog ng hammer na ginawa to dito sa lugar na to. So, whatever it is na nilagay nila dyan, ginagawa nila sa labas, and then tinatransfer nila dyan. Parang hindi ko maisip na grabe yung talino ni Solomon that not even a sound of a hammer was heard dito sa paggawa ng temple na to, na parang siguro ginagawa dahan-dahan, na parang, oh, dahan-dahan. Dapat wala maririnig na hammer. Okay? So, yung pangalawa, not just that, he built this temple for the Lord, for the name of the Lord, for 7 years. And not just that, in his rise, sa leadership niya as a king of Israel, he built a royal palace for himself and for his wife for 13 years. Imagine niyo, noong time na yan, as in, wala pang ganyan, di ba? Na parang kung kayo yung nasa time na yan, hindi nyo maisip na mag-build ng ganyang klaseng temple. May bilyardan, joke lang. Basta maraming meron dyan. And then meron place for his wife na anak ng Pharaoh ng Egypt. And then so many rooms. And then it said there that dyan sa palace niya, puro gold yung may kita mo. And it was Solomon then that created a slave labor force noong time niya. Di ba remember nung yung mga Israelites, nung nandun sila sa Egypt, sila yung mga slaves. Pero at this time, when God redeemed them from Israel, sa under ng reign ni Solomon, hindi na sila yung naging servants. But they become chief officials, government officials, and then captains, tumitingin dun sa projects ni Solomon. So at that time, hindi na sila slave. But you know what? Sino yung mga naging slave? Yung mga from other nations. Yung mga Ammonites, mga Perizzites, mga parasites. So, yan yung mga naging slave at that time. Not just that. Di ba na parang at this time, if you are really wise, di ba, you will not think about using your people para siling gumawa. So, in his wisdom, he took other people. So, yun yung value nun. What else? He was also faithful to temple obligations. Kada araw or every year, he will sacrifice so many animals because he was so faithful to the Lord his God. And not just that, sa panahon niya, nagkaroon ng mga ships or yung mga barkong pangkalakal. Di ba, nung panahon na yun, parang takot sila eh. Yung mga Israelites, they were afraid of different nations. But then at this time, sila na yung lumalabas sa ibang bansa para makipag-trade. And you know what? These ships, bumabalik sila sa Israel na may daladalang mga tone-toneladang mga ginto para kay King Solomon. And then, not just that, he didn't rise in construction, in labor, in trade, in strong government. Hindi lang siya nag-rise sa mga bagay na yun, but he also became so famous that even yung mga bigating tao from different nations came to him to hear his wisdom. And you know what? Yung mga tao, when they ask him even hard questions, inas siya, no, nasabi, ano, King Solomon, sino ba yung mapapangasawa ko? So na-answer niya, hindi, joke lang. Ako lang yun. Siguro yun yung tatanungin ko sa kanya. Okay, so yun. And then sabi niya rito, nothing was too hard for the king to explain to everyone. So lahat ng tanong, may sagot siya. Naka-experience ba kayo ng gano'n na hindi kayo nahirapan na sumagot sa mga classmates niyo? Or sino rito, kayo yung takbuhan ng mga classmates niyo? Lalo na kapag ka may mga algebra, mga calculus, cosine-cosine, na parang, ha, ano yun? So, di ba na parang ano ba yun? Hindi ko alam. So, si King Solomon, he was so wise that everyone comes to him to hear his wisdom. Na sobra kahit na siguro sa time natin ngayon, sila Pinoy, sila Barack Obama, people will come to him just to hear his wisdom. And then kapag pumunta sila ron, they are not disappointed. Pero nare-realize nila na wow, talagang totoo na wise king siya. And you know what? What else yung nangyari sa kanya? In his rise, di ba, he experienced wisdom, he experienced buffet every day, he experienced excellent officials, he had so many katulongs, and he sacrificed so many animals sa house din niya. Lahat ng articles, household articles na meron siya, ginto. Imagine, pati toothbrush, ginto. Diba, na parang, wow, grabe Solomon, diba? Na ikaw na talaga. And then, in his leadership, yung mga Israelites were happy and joyful citizens. Not just that, meron justice and righteousness na na-maintain sa lugar nila. Yung mga tao, di ba, yung mga tao yan, lumalapit sila kay Solomon. After nila magtanong, they will import gifts and mga sobra-sobra, limpak-limpak na mga regalo, kaperahan, papadala nila kay Solomon kasi sobra na amin sila. Sa panahon ni King Solomon, yung kingdom niya, meron 12 lions. And what does it mean kapag may ganun kakaraming lion sa trono mo? Di ba ibig sabihin nun, you are so powerful? Yung iba nga, dalawa lang, di ba? Pero yung kanya, kada stairway, kada apak mo ron, may tagdalawang leon. So imagine kung gano'ng ka-powerful yung pinoportray dito na leadership ni Solomon that no kings compare to him. And even nung time niya, di ba sinabi ko sa inyo, yung temple, yung royal palace built with gold, you know what? Kasi yung silver is just a stone. Silver has little value nung time niya. So kapag makikita ka ng silver, sinisipa-sipa lang nila yun. Di ba parang, wow, grabe nun. Sana ipangihikaw ko na lang yun. And then, 1 Kings 10:23, it says there, thus King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And thinking about this, right, we can see that this is true, that blessed is anyone who has wisdom. If you have wisdom, you are really blessed. You will know what to do in life, how to go through in life, or paano mo ma-achieve ang isang bagay na yan. And you know what? Here, nakita natin na sobrang talagang na-blessed si Solomon. But you know what? Di ba kapag kahit naisipin natin na he's so wise, ganyan, still, pwede natin maisip na possible pa kaya na ma-experience niya yung downfall. And it's true that he experienced downfall in his lifetime. Why? Because it says here in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1, now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women. In this time, meron siyang wrong intentions. He married so many foreign women na at that time, God said na hindi dapat sila mag-intermarry with them. Why? Because sabi rito, the Lord had said to the people of Israel, you shall not enter into marriage with them, neither shall they with you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clung to this in love. Si Solomon, nagkamali siya ng mga taong minahal. Nakarelate ba kayo? So, sabi rito, he experienced his downfall because mali siya ng minahal. Nagkamali siya ng minahal. And yun yung mga tao na sinabi sa kanya ni God na paulit-ulit, even before pa, sabi sa kanila ni God, don't love other people from different nations. Why? Kasi they have different gods. And they will force you na i-worship yung gods nila. And you know what? Sabi rito, Solomon clung to this in love. Solomon held to them in love. Even though Solomon knew about this, na God said, don't intermarry with them. But still, Solomon, hindi niya ginamit yung wisdom niya. And still, he intermarried with this. Kaya ang masabi ko sa inyo, piliin nyo yung best ni God para sa inyo. Okay? Maghintay kayo. And alam mo yun, meron naman best sa'yo si God eh. Hindi mo pa siya ma-fulfill sa life na to. And sabi dito, Solomon was fooled by his heart. Solomon was fooled by his heart. And despite the wisdom that God has given him, he still disobeyed God. It's true pala, it's possible pala that even though you are so wise, but still, if you do not apply it in your life, still, you will experience downfall sa buhay mo. Sabi rito, sa 1 Kings 11:4b, his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Noong time na yan, yung puso niya hindi na buo para kay Lord. Kung kailan pa siya tumanda, noong pa siya nag-accumulate na maraming babae sa buhay niya. And that displeased the Lord his God. And what else? In verse 6, sabi dyan, so Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and did not wholly follow the Lord as David his father had done to him. Solomon's fall started when he was no longer fully devoted to his God. So we can see here that we can do or we can make the same mistake if we are not fully devoted to the Lord our God. You know what? Kasi we can exchange God for everything eh. Diba sabi nga sa Bible, we can lose our soul for the sake of gaining everything. It is also possible that we exchange God for a position, for a person, for a situation, for status, for object, for power, for knowledge, name it. You can exchange God for that. But what is your decision today? Do you want to experience that same downfall that Solomon experienced because hindi buo sa heart niya yung devotion niya kay God? And he chose to worship other gods. He forgot the one who gave him wisdom, first and foremost. But there is hope. We can still choose to be fully devoted to God. That's where wisdom comes in. Doon pumapasok kung wisdom na kapag na-realize natin na kailangan ko maging fully devoted kay God. And I want. Alam mo yun, hindi lang kailangan, hindi ka lang napipilitan. Pero you know that He is your Creator, that He loves you. Diba? There's no reason not to love Him back. And sabi dito, diba, you can really ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. For you to not experience the same downfall that Solomon had is ask God for wisdom. Pero pwede yung sabihin, diba, inas naman niya si God for wisdom. Eh, bakit ganun? So, bakit naging downfall pa rin niya yun? Sabi dito, sa verse 11 to 12, ng 1 Kings 11, diba, remember, God said to him, okay, bibigyan kita ng wisdom so that you may know, madiscern mo kung ano yung tama from mali, na pipiliin mo yung tama at hindi yung evil. And in verse 12, sabi niya rito, behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind so that none like you has been before you, none like you shall rise after you. Who among you here, you want wisdom that comes from God. Diba na sa daming options na ino-offer sa atin ng mundo, we really need wisdom from God. Since we need wisdom from God in every area of our life, still, you know what? There are many options that we can get wisdom from. From TV, from internet, from friends. Diba? Tama ba? Pero my question is, natry nyo na bang magbasa ng Bible? Natry nyo na ba na i-ask yung Victory Group leaders nyo, ano ba yung sinasabi ni God sa word na to? Or ano yung sinasabi ni God sa word niya sa problem ko na to? Or natry nyo ba mag-pray that you will really ask God, Lord, give me wisdom in this situation. Lord, give me wisdom so that I may follow you wholeheartedly. Asking God for wisdom. And you know what? Asking God for wisdom is not enough. Kaya nga, di ba, nung inas ni Solomon si God ng wisdom, still, he experienced downfall. Tama ba? Because he forgot to apply wisdom. And that's our second point. Apply wisdom from God. It's a different thing that you ask wisdom from God na a-apply mo rin sa buhay mo. Kasi, ano ba yung purpose ng wisdom? Purpose of wisdom is for you to know, hindi lang para malaman mo kung ano yung tama at mali. Every one of us knows that, right? Pero, wisdom helps us to do it, to do what is right. Not just that, yung wisdom, it's a great treasure. Sabi sa Bible, it's more than rubies, more than gold, more than silver, more than any precious stone. And practical thing, bakit mo pipiliin na i-apply yung wisdom? For example, sinabi ng parents mo, huwag mag-GFBF. Diba? Mag-girlfriend, boyfriend. But still, hindi ka nagiging wise because you're not honoring God in your season and you're dishonoring your parents. Tama ba? Sabi sa'yo na magulang mo, huwag muna. Dahil sa kanya ka pa kumukuha ng pang-load at pang-baon. Diba? And then, not just that, nako-compromise yung devotion mo kay God. Tama ba? Kasi lagi kayong magkasama. Lagi kayong magkausap. Ay, be, magde-devotion na ako. Ganyan. Sabihin niya, ay, be, wag na lang. Miss kita eh. O, di ba? May mga ganyan. And then, di ba, it's so unwise na ngayong time yun na to, dapat in-enjoy niyo yung relationship niyo kay Lord. Unwise in an ending scroll ng Facebook. Even yung being unwise kapag ka sinabi ng teacher mo na mag-aral kayo dahil sa susunod na araw, may exam kayo. And then still, hindi mo in-apply yung wisdom, anong nangyari? Nag-cram ka, napilitan ka tuloy mag-cheat sa classmates mo. Applying wisdom is so important. You know what, di ba? King Solomon's fall started when he lost his devotion to God and become wiser than God in his own eyes. King Solomon's fall started nung nawala yung devotion niya kay God. Because he made unwise decisions and he became wiser than God sa mata niya. And I hope we will not do that in this life. I hope we will choose to be fully devoted kay God and we will choose to apply wisdom that comes from Him. The fall of a leader starts when he trusts his own wisdom rather than God's wisdom. Trusting God's wisdom is applying it also in our lives. When you trust God's wisdom, That means you're acknowledging na, Lord, yung wisdom mo yung i-apply ko sa buhay na to. Yung wisdom mo yung kailangan ko. Kasi if we choose to rely on our own wisdom, we will lose many significant things in our lives. So what we are telling you right now, honor God by applying wisdom in your lives. We can be wise because we have a wise God. If you think this is still impossible, kaya ko pa ba na mag-make ng wise decisions in life? Yes, you can. You can still make wise decisions because we have a wise God. A wise God who created the universe, who created the world, who created the mountains, the seas, who created you and me. A wise God who knows in His wisdom that we will sin and rebel against Him. A wise God na alam niya na mag-rise and fall yung mga kings. In His wisdom, alam niya na yun because He is the Alpha and Omega. A wise God na alam niya that we will be separated from Him. A wise God, knowing all of those, that we are bound to sin, we are bound to downfall, still, He is so wise that He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty of our sin on the cross. God knows in His wisdom that kung wisdom lang natin o yung strength lang natin, magpipil at magpipil tayo. Babalik at babalik tayo sa pag-disobey sa Kanya. Babalik at babalik tayo na hindi tayo magiging fully devoted to Him. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know what? For the world, this is foolishness. Sa tingin ng mundo, napaka-foolish ng ginawa ni God. How can a God die, right? But still, Jesus died for us on the cross. He was buried in the grave and He rose on the third day. Because our God is a wise God. And right now, ito yung pinaniniwalaan natin. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, says here, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. You know how or ano yung reason para talagang maging wise ka in this life? Walang iba if you just have Jesus in your life. Sabi rito, we can be truly wise by accepting God's wisdom, which is Jesus Christ. Diba? It says there, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you have Jesus in your life, you are wise. You are wise. Kapag ka nasa buhay mo si Jesus. Why? Because if you obey Him in your life as your Lord and Savior, hindi ka niya ipapahamak. You will have no regrets in the end. Okay? I hope that we will be truly wise because we have Jesus in our lives. Can we pray? Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom, O Lord. Not just to boast about it, not just to achieve things in life, but Lord, to apply it sa buhay namin. God, give us the grace, the strength to apply it. And Lord, thank you because our wisdom is you. You said in your word that Jesus is our wisdom. And Lord, today, we want to follow you, Jesus, in our lives. We want to obey you. We want to be fully devoted to you. And we don't want to miss applying your wisdom in our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name.